Aircheckdownloads.com.
Independent Radio News.
Radio London News has told you more, said it better.
You know I feel alright.
Well, that was the year the Beatles really took off. 1964, number one for that one. A Hard Day's Night from the movie. A US number one as well.
Let's wind up the gold weather machine.
And this morning's driving rain should disappear before midday, followed by a considerable improvement this afternoon. Much brighter with broken clouds, some decent sunny spells, and just one or two short-lived squally downpours.
This weekend, Big L goes out and about.
At the Marquee Club, the Mark Roman Empire and Chuck Blair.
And at Billy Walker's famous Uppercut Club in Forest Gate, Mike Lennox, Ed Stewart and Myrtle.
Hello to you.
From East to Southwest London, the glittering Wimbledon Palais with Double D and TW.
Hello.
All part of the service on...
Big L.
Wonderful Radio London. Whoopee.
Capital Gold remembers 1964.
They were ragged, they had lips down to their knees, but they were great. Loads of energy. The Rolling Stones, Not Fade Away, number three in 1964. Our major year today, celebrating the birth of Radio Caroline.
And now on Capital Gold, another classic magic moment.
That was a bit of Nocturne for String Orchestra by Borodin. It's 10:12 on Capital Gold, but you'd never know it. Yes, we're having a very nautical day today, remembering the pirates, and we've got a nautical word on our screen now. I wonder if you can guess what it is. It's a noun, and it's used to describe the nautical unit of length equal to 6 feet. If you can figure out that word, the word that's on our screen here, give us a call, 4848-222. Gail Garnett from 1964. We'll sing in the sunshine. It's 60 minutes after 10.
Contest time on the Kenny Everett Show.
Sure is. Let's pick up the phone and speak to a man called Peter Warner. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Ken.
Where are you calling from?
From Harold Wood.
Goody good. Would you remember the pirates?
Yes, you do.
Oh, you ancient old thing.
I am.
Well, we've got a nautical word on our screen here. I wonder if you know what it is. It's a noun. Nautical unit of length equal to 6 feet. That would be a...
A fathom.
Fathom, huh?
Fathom.
Yes, absolutely right.
Fathom.
Is the word. And remember a film called The Beast from 40,000 Fathoms?
Oh, yes.
For an extra T-shirt, how many feet is 40,000 fathoms?
Oh, you
swine. No, have a T-shirt anyway. I'm feeling generous today. Reliving old moments of the pirate days. Peter Warner, Harold Wood at home, having a good time, twiddling his thumbs and listening to the pirate jingles.
That's it, mate. That's right.
Okay, well, two T-shirts on the way, Peter.
Wonderful.
Thanks for calling. The slightly all-new Kenny Everett Show.
Come on in.
The music's lovely. Been going since, well, long before man arrived on this planet. That was his 1964 hit, because he's sort of had one every year, hasn't he? Sometimes twice, three times. Cliff Richard and the 12th of November in 1964, and he's doing Heathcliff at the Wembley Arena, November the 18th, 19, 20, 22, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, and the 30th. So if you want to see Cliff on stage doing Heathcliff, that'd be quite a show, I should think. 10:22, it's at the Wembley Arena. Well, another word on the screen, something to do with nautical days, and this one, an old piratey word, meaning an old Spanish gold coin. See if you can figure that out and give us a call. What is the word on the screen? It's a noun, an old Spanish gold coin. 4848-222.
Wonderful Radio London.
1548 AM, Capital Gold. Help a London Child, 1994.
Ross and That Old Thing. It's not really fair to call one of her records That Old Thing. Where Did Your Love Go from 1964? US number one, British number three. It's 1028 on Capital Gold. Let's pick up the phone and say hello, Liz.
Hi, Ken.
Liz Cammage, is that
right? That's right, yeah.
From Clerkenwell.
Yeah.
Who is having a quiet day, if that's what you can call being alone with four young boys. Yeah? Kids all around you?
Well, I think they've disappeared downstairs at the moment, fighting over the computer.
Oh, heck. What is it? Sonic the Hedgehog?
Something like that, yeah.
No, I don't get that, do you?
No, not really.
It sounds like nerve-wracking to me. Liz, we've got a question for you. It's up on the screen. It means an old Spanish gold coin. What's the word?
Doubloon.
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 Yes, well done.
Great.
An old Spanish coin. I wonder what that's worth these days.
Oh, not much, I should think.
Nah. Actually, I was just thinking how nice it was out at sea. Do you remember the pirates?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, and we used to have lovely sunny days out there.
Yeah, and brilliant radio station.
It was fabulous, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The only thing was, during a storm, it wasn't so fabulous.
Oh, dear God.
Records everywhere, cups of tea flying through the air. But it was a very exciting time. And Liz was part of it, weren't you, Liz?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, sitting under the sheets, listening to the wireless. Good, okay, Liz, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And a nice, foofy parcel coming your way with a T-shirt in it.
Oh, lovely, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Right,
bye-bye.
There isn't a single teaspoon of curry powder in Chutney Mary.
The golden voice of the big old Roy Orbison from 1964. What a year that was for hits. So many hits of that year and so beautifully played on all the pirate ships. Number one in 1964, and it's 10:34. Very strange jingle, a Latino jingle from a pirate ship. It's very odd. We got Keith Skews on the phone. Hello, Keith.
Kenny, how are you?
You sound like you're on Mars, but never mind.
I turned left at Mars, but I'm still here, just about, receiving you loud and clear up here.
Jolly good. Well, where are you, by the way?
Well, I'm... Do you know the M1?
Yes.
Well, I'm nowhere near that, but I'm very, very near Sheffield.
Crikey.
It's a jolly good place to come from.
Yes. Is that where you're broadcasting these days?
No, I'm of no fixed abode, as they tell the police officer. No, I'm just freelancing from A to B to C to D, and hopefully one day to
X, Y, Z.
Yes, indeed.
And you've got a book out called Pop Goes the Pirates, I believe.
Have I?
I think so, yes. Last time I looked, yeah.
Has somebody been giving you tough information?
No, we've been plugging it for the last 4 days. Don't tell me you haven't written it.
I certainly haven't. I've been hearing about the plugs. Unfortunately, out here we can't receive capital, which is one of the few places in the world that doesn't. But thank you very much for all the huge publicity.
Any pirate moments you'd like to share with us, Keith?
Oh, what? Embarrassing ones, or...?
Embarrassing is good, yes.
Yeah, you like embarrassing, do you?
Yes.
Right, okay. I think, and you're talking about where? Big L, mainly?
Well, Caroline, Big L.
Right. The most embarrassing one on Caroline was taking out a gentleman who is now the Duke of Gloucester, who was then Prince Richard of Gloucester, out to Radio Caroline, because before I joined London, I joined Radio Caroline in 1964, and a bit like Tony Blackburn, stayed there for the best part of 18 months, took out this gentleman who was an undergraduate at the university in the university in Cambridge. Being a little thick, I didn't actually know who he was, and he didn't give his surname. He was just known as Richard. And I interviewed him on the air. He went back to the UK, went through customs, and a very keen customs officer asked him if he was English, and he said he was about ninth in succession to the throne. And hit the papers, and I think the customs officer in question had his collar felt, and so did I, for not recognizing him. But there we are. That was that one. On Radio London, I was always in trouble. On Radio London, I got fired, along with Ed Stewart, for thinking up an April Fool's joke in 1967, where Radio London was interfered with, if you'll pardon the expression, by another station called Radio East Anglia. And we did it all from the ship. It was very clever technology that we did. And I remember the managing director, who doesn't want his name mentioned, Philip Birch, going absolutely barosque, ringing the post office, saying, "There's a pirate station on our wavelength, get them off." And they all came herring down, including the program controller, Alan Keane, herring down to Felixstowe. And poor old Ed and I were in real bother for that particular joke.
Well, you were a naughty old pirate. You're supposed to be naughty on the pirates.
Indeed. Well, not as naughty as you.
Well, no, I did take the cake for naughtiness. Well, thank you for ringing us. We've got to give your book a last final huge plug. Is it on the bookshelves right as we speak now?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. The problem when you get a book, and it's only of limited interest, I thought, until about last week, when The World of His Brother wants to know about it. The best, if I, am I allowed to give an address?
Yes.
Black Bear Press. Black Bear Press, Cambridge. CB4 2PQ.
Well, that's a fairly specific plug. Thank you for ringing us, Keith, and sharing those golden pirate moments. And let's have another one.
Have you ever been? Have you ever been? Well, needless to say, you're okay with wonderful radio.
The Velvets from 1964, Needle in a Haystack. Oh. It's traffic time now on Gold, the A406 North Circular Road, down to one lane westbound at 4th Street due to an emergency gas works going on now. 10:44 on Capital Gold.
If you want to sell in England, if you want to tell everybody what you've got, radio's the way to do it. Radio London is the very spot.
Yes, if you've got something to sell, get in touch with Radio London in Curzon Street and tell us about it. We'll put you on the air. Yes, Radio London, call us now.
Call Mayfair 5361.
Wonderful Big L, wonderful Radio London.
Who be this zooming up the port bow? It be that naughty bearded blackbird.
The old hearty.
Well, we've shifted now, tone. We've decided to move away from Radio Caroline at a rate of knots, and over there, Radio London.
Well, what a wonderful boat that was as well.
Well, it wasn't actually all that wonderful. It was slightly less tatty than Caroline.
Yes.
But it was an old American minesweeper that they'd scraped out and filled up with silly young things.
MV Galaxy.
MV Galaxy, that's right.
Yeah. And it was, as you say, it was much bigger boat than Radio Caroline, but the studios were way down, so we couldn't see out.
In the bowels of the boat, yes.
Yes.
And every time the tender came along to deliver supplies, they used to thump into the side of the boat, and the record would go spinning, and you'd have to talk for half an hour while they fixed the needle.
There is a 78 copy of Paul Anka and Diana somewhere at the bottom of the North Sea that I bought to Radio London to play and dropped it over the side.
Oh, no.
So there's one, if anybody wants to try and find it, it's off the coast of Frinton somewhere.
Blimey, 78?
A 78 copy, yeah.
Oh, you're very old, aren't you, Tony?
AirCheckDownloads.com.